This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we broke the bank with the production company that makes all our jingles and our music beds. We have a feature called Confession Thursday, and we said, hey, can you guys whip something up, you know, so when we talk about this, we have a cool music bed, and this is what they sent us.
Confession Thursday.
That is horrible.
Thank you.
Confession Thursday. So we have a confession coming from Miss Hope over there.
So we're going to take it a little bit of a more serious tone. Big pop star is getting a lot of heat for a quote she said about children. She said, "All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I actually don't know anyone who's happy and has a child at this age." She's 27, by the way. Friends, I have 1-year-old, 3-year-old, 4 and under, 5 and under. I've literally not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has light in their eyes, who has slept. And she's getting a lot of hate for this. And I was like, I don't disagree.
So she's being truthful. Obviously, if there is happiness there, you're not showing it.
I think she's just projecting her own thoughts and feelings about having kids. She clearly hates kids.
See, I didn't take it as she hates kids. Now, her and I are similar in age. She's a year younger than me. Her friends all same age. And obviously, her life is a little bit different, being a
very,
giant
very
pop
different.
Star,
yes. Yep.
Traveling the country, the world, going on tour. But she's referring to her friends who all have kids younger. So if they're 5 and under and she's 27, had them at 21, 22. And I can't imagine having any kids. And any of my friends who do have kids do not make it sound appealing. A lot of my friends who are in their 30s waited to have their kids. And, you know, I feel like there's this level of financial security waiting. But the exhaustion that they all have, they all just are so frantic all of the time. Like, nothing. The more of my friends who have kids, the less and less appealing it sounds. And not because I hate kids. I have a ton of cousins who are younger. I love all of my friends' kids. But the idea of having them, I can see where Chapel Roan's coming from.
I think it's just your decision. And I don't know why people are so obsessed with knowing if a woman wants to have kids or not. I feel like it's a question that guys don't get asked. This woman, she probably wants to talk about her music and when are you having kids? What about babies?
Well, she was on.
What about babies?
She was on a podcast that, right?
Yeah, she was on Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, and they get into everything.
Yeah,
that, well, when you go on that show, if you got an album to promote, be ready to talk about your innermost feelings, because that's how the show is built.
Because I was a surprise mom, if you will. I was in my 20s. I remember breaking my mother's heart. I'm like, I'm never going to have kids. Just so you know, I'm going to live in New York City. I'm never coming back. Obviously, life changes. But doctors told me I'd never be able to have kids. So I had already mourned that in my life and had moved on when it happened. I could have kids.
Surprise.
That's right. So sometimes you don't know what's good for you. It's just, I don't know, the good Lord.
I think just the way she framed it, she talked in absolutes. I don't know any. There are none. They all are miserable. Like, nothing is absolute. Nothing is absolute. And I'll use you and your dog as an example. Mm-hmm. You love Little Duke, right? Well, Little Duke, Big Duke. You love Big Duke. But those moments where Big Duke escaped and ran away, probably frantic for a couple minutes, probably a little scary, probably like, oh my God, who would want to do that? But you still love him and you're still happy.
Well, yeah, I think that there's like a difference between, obviously you're going to love your child, but I think that there is, I mean, I can only speak from a guess because I don't have children and I don't have a ton of children close in my life. But my friends who do have kids, I usually, they're not around when I see them, are all just pure exhaustion, barely moving. So I think like they're all like, I love my child, of course, but I'm so tired. Like the comment is none of them have light in their eyes. None of them have.
She's
slept.
Saying none. Zero. 100%
they're
opposite.
All exhausted. Yeah.
I see. I think
you're
that's
think
she's projecting
painting with a too broad of a brush.
Yes. And it's funny how women and men look at this stuff differently. Like we talked about this and you said men don't get asked this.
Right.
We don't. I have a bunch of friends, the same group of people that I grew up with. I'm still hanging out with. I'm 55 years old and we still go on camping trips and stuff. The guy weekends. We go out to eat. We call it book club.
Okay.
What are you doing? Oh, honey, I'm going to book club with the guys. And, you know, out
I'm
the door
going
we go.
Bowling. Is that the modern day bowling?
and two of my friends in particular, three of them don't have kids. We've never discussed it. We've never talked about why. We've never said, hey, man, don't you feel like you're missing it? No, it's never come up in conversation a single time.
So this artist is 27. How old were you when you had your first kid?
30s. Mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
I was a late bloomer. But we wanted to get through. My wife was in college, really. I mean, she got a master's degree, so she was feels like she was in school for like 20 years. It was a lot of school. We waited until she got out of school, and then we decided to have kids. So, but again, never once talked with my guys about, how do you feel about children? Joe?
But did you ever go? But did you ever go to your camping trip and go, guys, I haven't slept.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Never came up.
Wow.
I mean, I do that and I don't even have kids. Like, I don't sleep as it is. So, I mean, I don't know if kids would change it.
There's just no light in his eyes, period.
Look at him. Is this a lady thing? Is this a pregnancy thing? I don't know what this is. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, intern Joe is here. I'm talking about this this video that Lauren Elena put up. First of all, Lauren Elena is any day going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So she has that pregnant glow to her. And she was out with their husband. And I'll just set this up. I'm going to play you the audio from the video. And they were shopping for shoes. So that's all you need to know as you're listening to this.
Yo, that lady right there is on her BS bad.
That's so Lauren's husband talking.
I came to the Academy to get her some Ultra Boost. Those are her favorites. They didn't have them. So I bought her this, took it home. She opened the box, slammed it.
I didn't slam it.
Closed it aggressively and said, these are ugly. We're taking them back. So I brought her here so she could pick out the shoes of her choice. And we're looking. We get to this shoe and she goes, those are cool. I like those. I literally just returned them.
The same shoes.
Minutes ago, and we're about to go up to the register and buy the same shoe.
Well, they look different.
Hey, stay strong, man. That is just a prime example of kiss my ass. I'm not wearing what you bought me.
So the same exact shoes he bought his beautiful wife, so she didn't have to go out and get them in her, you know, pregnant state. And she walks up and goes, oh, my God, how about these? These are cool. She said they look different,
in the store. Yeah. It's a different lighting.
I'm convinced my wife doesn't like anything I buy her clothes-wise.
Well,
are you buying her flannels?
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, it's not flannels. It's stuff that I'm pretty sure she would like.
Stop getting her stuff from Costco.
She would love my Costco gifts. I've never bought her anything from Costco, by the way. But is that a thing? I mean, I'm not too particular about what I wear. And I buy most of the stuff that she gets me, but I can't recall anything I've ever bought her that she actually likes
clothes-wise.
Steve has
never bought me anything to wear.
Nothing?
Oh, my God. No.
Like a vacation shirt? You're at the beach and he comes back with this, you know.
Not as a gift? Like, happy birthday?
No. He would. I have no idea. I think that would be a fun challenge, is for me to send Steve into Kohl's and be like, go get me something. Here you go. Here's some Kohl's bucks. See what you pick.
Spend my Kohl's bucks.
And see what he does. That's how, I mean, we've been married for how many years? He's never. And so shoes? I don't even, he doesn't even know my shoe size. It's crazy. So I don't know. If he were to walk in with sneakers, I would be like, what are you doing?
You should never have to run from one of these. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, intern Joe. What is chasing your daughter?
Every day she FaceTimes me. She walks to and from her college class. And she lives in Boston. And there is random wild turkey all over her neighborhood.
This is in the city.
In the city. And so she lives in an apartment building, like a high apartment building, with houses right on top of each other. And there's little chunks of grass by the sidewalk. And that's where the wild turkey hang. And they chase her.
She needs to get video and send it to her mom so we can see this.
I am like, what are you doing? She's like, hold on. And I'm like, maybe if you don't run, I think they're running because you're running. You know what I mean? And she goes, Mom, sometimes it takes me a half hour longer to get home. Because I intentionally try to go around that block where I know there's just flocks of wild turkey. And it is weird. I did see them when I went there to move her in. I was like, it does.
Like, you would expect to see geese, ducks, maybe pigeons, but I don't know that I've ever seen turkeys in the city.
And they're not big wild turkeys.
Yeah.
They're like little.
Can you give like a size range, like a basketball, like, yeah, you know, medium-sized dog?
I would say like a small dog. Yeah, like, you know how normal wild turkeys that normally you see, they're like big and they have these. I go, Morgan, what are they going to do? And she's like, I don't want to find out. I go, they're not huge turkeys, but there's tons of them. So the city of Boston, I don't know why, but they have random flocks of turkeys.
That is so weird. Like, we have the crow issue here in Rochester.
Yeah.
Where they come out with the lasers and the sound machines and stuff trying
fireworks.
To scare them. Yeah, trying to scare them away. But yeah. The turkeys, if you ever drive, I think it's 390 down near Brighton, you come over that big flyover thing, and usually on the north side of the road, there's probably 15, 20, 30 turkeys that are always hanging out over there.
Now,
huge.
Yeah. There was a turkey who wouldn't let us out of, we went to the breast clinic there, the Wendy.
That's the
Logan.
Neighborhood I just described. Yep.
So it had us all waiting. And it wouldn't move. And it stood in the middle of the parking lot. And my mom, I had just taken to her to an appointment. And she was like, I don't think it's going to move. So we're honking like that's going to work. And then a gentleman two cars back got out of his truck like he was going to shoo it away towards him. And we were that's when I wish I was recording.
Then you realize that the turkey had a knife in its hand.
Like, come on.
Who knew we had to be so scared of all these birds out there? It's B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, Billy, intern Joe is here. We were talking about your daughter in Boston.
Yeah, she walks to class and she always gets chased by turkey. They're wild turkey in the city of Boston. There's quite a few. There's like a flock in this neighborhood of hers. And actually we were off air and I called her off air. And she's still like, no, I watched a man scream like a woman and be chased to his car.
She's terrified of these birds.
She's terrified of these turkeys. And this texter goes, TJ, my daughter works in the outskirts of Boston at a hospital. And there are turkeys that chase the employees there, too.
See, I was thinking it was going to be geese when you first brought up she was getting chased by birds. No. Because around here, there's a lot of geese around here. Somebody texted in, I had to grab a blanket and carry a Canada goose out of Target from the Penfield Fairport employees last year. This is the part I love. I'm a country girl, and every spring a pair of geese nest near the store. They chase people around the parking lot. Well, the male walked in, I followed him back to the back corner of groceries where an employee grabbed me a blanket so I could catch him and get him out.
Oh my God. I love that he just walked in like he owned the place.
Not all heroes wear capes.
That's true. They have blankets.